Ever feel a little like you're just rushing through life, like you're missing out on all the little
Yeah,
things?
totally.
Well, we're diving into something today that can help with that, I think. The power of our senses and mindful awareness.
Okay.
And don't worry, this isn't just going to be, another one of those meditation lectures.
Right.
We're actually going to talk about some really practical tips, hopefully,
Yeah.
to help you really experience the world around you in a way more vivid way.
I like it.
So, we often just sort of go through our days on autopilot. Our senses are kind of dull to everything that's going on around us.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that.
And mindful awareness is this idea of kind of waking those senses back up, almost like resetting, I don't know, resetting how we perceive the world around
Yeah,
us.
like almost like a reset button
Yeah,
for your senses.
exactly. Like when you finally, I don't know, maybe you're eating a really good meal.
Yeah.
And you kind of slow down and actually savor each bite instead of just, scarfing it all down really
Yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
You can actually really taste the flavors and notice the different textures of the food. And our sources actually suggest, I thought this was pretty interesting, a guided exploration of each of our senses, like one by one.
Okay.
So you ready to kind of try this?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine settling into, your happy place, like that place you go to mentally or even physically that just kind of melts all your stress away.
Right, like get comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Instead of just existing in that space, you're going to actively engage each one of your senses one by one.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, we'll start with touch. So really focus on how your clothes feel against your skin or the weight of your body sinking into, I don't know, the chair, maybe even the air, how the air feels against your skin.
It's funny, when you really think about it, we just tune those things out. We never think about them.
Totally. Yeah. And the thing is, it's not about thinking like, oh, this feels good or this feels bad. It's more just noticing it, like just experiencing it without putting a label on it.
Right.
Like I was walking outside yesterday and it started to rain.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a heavy rain. It was just like a really light drizzle.
Right.
And I just stopped for a second just to really, smell the rain. It
Yeah.
was, that fresh kind of earthy scent. And I don't know, I wasn't trying to decide if I liked it or didn't like it. I was just like fully taking it in.
I think that's where like the magic happens, when you're able to observe without judgment,
Right,
that's
yeah.
when you cultivate a deeper presence, you're more in the moment. And the science actually like backs this up. Studies have shown that practicing this kind of mindful awareness can actually rewire our brains, to be calmer, to be more focused.
Interesting. So it's like building a skill.
It
Like,
is.
okay.
It's like building up mental resilience.
Yeah.
So you can deal with, all the chaos of daily life a little easier.
Because it is a lot.
Right.
But I mean, this is so much more than just relaxation, though, right? So how do we take this idea beyond just like a quiet moment, How do we actually apply this to like my crazy commute or like a really stressful meeting at work?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, imagine yourself like walking down a really busy street, right? And instead of just being like completely consumed with your to-do list in your head, take a second, you pause. Maybe you're having like a sip of coffee and you savor it, right? You notice the bitterness, you notice the warmth. Or maybe you notice, I don't know, like the bright colors of a storefront that you're walking past. Or even just the sounds, like the symphony of sounds, people laughing, a siren off in the distance. Maybe there's a street musician playing. It's about, you're present, you're there.
Right. It's like almost hitting the pause button,
Yeah.
like all that mental noise just kind of stops and you're really tuning into what's around you. So we've talked about touch, we've talked about smell. What about things like taste, sight, and the sounds too? Like how do we engage those senses?
Right. So it's about, finding those small moments throughout your day. If you're enjoying a meal, don't just, scarf down like we were talking
Oh
about
yeah.
earlier.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like really pay attention. How do the different flavors like hit your tongue? What are the textures like? What if you're, I don't know, you're passing a park. You notice the sunlight kind of filtering through the leaves of the trees,
Right.
or you hear the laughter of some kids who are playing,
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just about, little moments like that.
So we're really talking about like transforming everyday moments into these opportunities to engage our senses. I mean, instead of just getting through the day, we're actually experiencing it.
Yes, exactly. That kind of leads you with, I think, a really powerful thought, though. What if you started to approach every single day as a chance to rediscover the world around you, you know, through your senses. What kind of amazing things, what kind of wonders would you uncover in the ordinary?
Yeah, that's something to think about.
It is.